840, it's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gomnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, last week, it was actually a week ago yesterday, a couple of Carl Sandburg College students got to have an experience on the Illinois State Capitol on the House floor as honorary Illinois House pages, along with Illinois 74th District State Representative Dan Swanson. Representative Swanson, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. What a beautiful day driving in today.
Oh, I bet.
Sunshine and no rain.
Well, hopefully they had the wind behind you, right?
It's a coming up the way it sounds.
Right. Carl Sandburg College students that got to participate this past week joining us also, and they're both experienced here on the air with us. Josu Bashambe, did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good morning, Josu. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. And Jasmine McDaniel. Jasmine, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. But bright, smiling faces. Man, this early in the morning, it's all right.
Absolutely. They had those smiles the whole time they're the pages in Springfield.
Well, that's a good thing. All right. Well, Dan, let's start with you. Talk about what is it that the pages do, and is this something that there are people that do this as a full-time job? Because I know even at the federal level, there are honorary people that get to do it. Talk about this and what it is they get to do and that experience.
Sure. The page program's offered both in the House and the Senate, and there are some full-time pages to kind of be there to guide the younger pages or the pages that just come in from schools and elsewhere. It's a great opportunity for young people to come see the workings of their Illinois government. There are some age requirements, so always check first before coming down. There are some dress requirements for the young people coming in. But
another thing that leaves us out.
This goes Hawaiian shirt Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
You cannot wear blue jeans, and no shorts. So
see? There's both of us.
That's a disqualifier right there.
All right.
But well, it's a good time. And, we have them down there, and they're there to serve us, basically. We may call upon them to go get something out of our office. We may ask them to go get us something to drink. You know, sometimes we're on the floor for a long time, and we may leave something in our office. We ask them to go get that. But it's just there kind of to run errands for us. But we don't have them do that often. It's more about educating them of what we're doing and allowing them to stand there and listen to the debate or to come back at where I work and where my desk is and show them the computer and show them how we vote and how we talk and the words we must say. So it's a good opportunity for them to understand how Illinois government works or doesn't work in some cases.
Well, Jasmine, talk about how this all came about on your behalf. Just a wild guess that maybe Mr. Anthony Law.
I know, maybe he has something to do
maybe.
With it. I
just,
know,
just
maybe he has something. Well, he presented the opportunity to be able to be an honorary page at the state capitol, and I was like, sure, it just sounded like a great opportunity, and I was excited to learn more and get behind the scenes of what goes on in our Illinois government. I feel like once you're more educated, you're more aware of how to go about and make decisions and voting and all of that. So it was really cool, and I was just like, sure, let's do it.
Well, and that's interesting because most of us, whether you've lived here all your life or not, we still don't know the inner workings, and
exactly.
you got an opportunity. And for you, Josu, even a little bit different because not having grown up here, it's still something that, kind of find out a little bit about the process and how things work here in the state of Illinois.
Yes, it was surprising when I got my email that's, they want me to be an honorary page. I did not know. I was like, what honorary page means?
See, I didn't
see. So I asked, and then Mr. Lowe explained to me what it means. I was like, okay, I can do that.
Yeah, well, interesting. Yeah.
It was interesting. Jose and I had a discussion about him being from Congo, how their government is so much different than our government. So it was a great learning experience for me to learn about his side of government compared to how our government here just at the state level works.
It's also interesting because change your mind, but Jasmine, talk about what you're interested in and what you're pursuing in school and what you would like to do, because at least prior to last Wednesday, it had nothing to do with the federal government or the state government, right?
Yeah, so I actually want to go into physical therapy, and I want to go into sports medicine. However, as I'm progressing and as I'm growing up, I want to be in organizations and how to go about that. So it was very interesting to see how they function, see how the voting process goes, how people are so passionate and representatives are so passionate about what they want to do and what's the betterment for their side. And it was really an eye-opener to see how much they will go about to get their point across or to get a bill, anything passed. So it really taught me how to go about it, be passionate, make sure you have your facts straight, and just to see how the voting process goes as well.
Yeah, so I guess it just kind of helps you out in life in general,
does,
no matter what you're going to
sure.
do.
It does, for sure. Even though if I'm not, per se, interested in going into law, it was very still, as for me, I took very life lessons that I will need growing up, especially if I'm going to be involved in organizations and just anything in life as I proceed on.
Yeah, which I know you're very heavily involved in a lot of things that Carl Sandburg College has. Jasmine McDaniel, Josue Bashambe joining us, State Representative Dan Swanson joining us. Josue, talk for you also. Obviously, your plan is not going into politics. Something slightly different, and that you'll have more thought process to put in. But kind of what did that do for your thinking process and things you're going to do?
So I'm planning to be an aerospace engineer. So I see the passion the representative had to the floor. It was, wow. It was like, it's like, teach me how to be patient with what you do. So you have to love what you're doing to give your best. So that was a real life teaching.
Yeah, yeah. Aerospace engineer, physical therapy, you know, helping people in different ways. And Representative Swanson, it's got to be really neat for you to see young people like this that have very lofty goals that we know they're going to achieve.
Oh, absolutely. And there's such an influence in the community here, too, with all the community activities they do. And I know Mr. Law encourages them to do them. But I think these two, along with several others at Carl Sandburg, go above and beyond his expectations. When I stood on the floor, I always have this. The pages provide me kind of a script of how to introduce them. And in the case of Jasmine and Jose, it was just amazing the community effort and the community work that they give back here in Galesburg. And when I read that on the House floor, it made me so proud to have young people like this representing Galesburg and representing the 74th District. And many of the people came up to him afterwards and commented about how active they are in their community and were welcomed by members across the aisle, and they wanted pictures with them just because of all the things they do. And it just was really very heartwarming to see how well they were accepted.
Well, and it's really cool also because these are both young adults that did not grow up in this community either and still are very involved in getting things done here and helping better the community.
Right, and Jasmine met with Representative Gordon Johan Booth. Because that's from her
hometown. Yeah. So what was that experience like? Had you met her previously at all? Or
kind of, but not really. Like, this was our first time actually meeting. We hadn't really met, we haven't really met, like, face-to-face. So it was really cool just to meet with her and just to talk about stuff that goes on within our community. And to kind of
by the way, Jasmine's from Peoria, just so you know.
It was just cool to talk about what goes on within our community. We had talked about the church that we were both from, that my family, her family grew up in. So it was really cool to connect on that personal level, because I know a lot of people feel like they can't connect with representatives as enter and trying to talk to them personally. So it was really cool to try to, you know, because I also went to school with her stepson. So it was really cool to just talk about that and just to talk about church.
Yeah. Talk about your passion for getting involved in things that not only at Carl Sandburg College, but here in the Galesburg and Knox County community.
My passion derives actually from my dad showing me how to change your community. Don't just complain. You have to go out about it and change it. And when I see change or when I see something that I am passionate about, I am determined to do it. And when I came to Galesburg, I was just like, you know, I want to be a part of something, you know, rather that's big, small, I don't really care. I just want to be a part of change, and I want to be part of bettering the community, bettering myself, help bettering the youth. You know, I just want to be a part of that. So that's where my passion kind of derives from. And also, I love to help people, and not just only them, like me being educated, but educating others and giving each other advice.
How about you, Josue? Where's that passion of getting involved? You were obviously new to the community. You didn't know a lot of people. Talk about getting involved. I mean, I suppose part of it was just wanting to meet people and just, hey, wherever I'm at, I can maybe help try to better where I'm living.
So me helping people is something I love to do. I have a joy when I help other people. So I was helping even before I met Mr. Law. I was helping with the United Way, packing food and serving food. I do volunteer with the health department to get your vaccine too. I was a screener. It was after that I met Mr. Law. So it was something I love to do, and I love to help people to get involved.
All right.
And you know, with all his involvement, he still maintains what a a 3.77 GPA, and it's probably still climbing yet, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty impressed. So your plans for the future, you're after you finish at Carl Sandburg College next year, right?
Yes.
You plan on University of Illinois going into aerospace engineering, is that right?
Yes, it's all right.
Wow.
We're going to keep him in Illinois.
That's a good thing. That is a good thing. And Jasmine, so with you, I know you're involved in a lot of things. You're athletically also volleyball and what else, and so many student organizations. So will you spend another year at Carl Sandburg College, and then do you know where you're going to go after that?
Yes, I will be planning my second year being at Carl Sandburg. However, I don't know where I want to go yet.
Okay. But eventually, is it medical school you wanted to get into?
Physical therapy, PT school, yes.
But the going ahead and getting your master's or doctorate in that?
That's the goal, yes. That's what I plan on doing.
And I'm trying to encourage her to stay in an ice school also.
Yeah. School. There you go. Well, again, Representative Swanson, it's really cool that to have students that are passionate about, just bettering their community. And these are the kind of people that we need in Springfield.
Absolutely. It was an honor to have them. Unfortunately, because of COVID, we've only been able to start having pages within the last couple of weeks. So hopefully, and hope isn't a method, but possibly next year we'll be able to have more pages come be with us and get the same experience that these two young people here from Galesburg had.
What's the process, say, that a student or a professor or teacher would be interested in or knows the students, like, hey, maybe this would be good for them? What would be the process? How would contacting your office, I'm guessing, first off?
Yes, contact my office in Springfield, Amanda Daly in Springfield, at 309-782-8032. She will send out kind of an instruction packet of what they require as far as dress and etiquette and those type things. And then I also send them a one-page questionnaire to ask them a few questions about what they do, activities in school or community activities, any special recognition they have. And then we go through that. And then that's my introduction, and that's what I give to my my media folks, and that's what they develop their press releases from. So it's a simple process because there are other members or they, too, have pages. We have to kind of look at how many we can only have so many a day. So it may take a little time to get them scheduled, but we will get them scheduled.
Well, it's a really, really great program. And I'm guessing, how about Jasmine, if somebody got the opportunity, I'm guessing you would highly recommend it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I would definitely recommend it.
How about you, Josue? Would you recommend it as well for somebody else if they're interested? Or?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, just even as a life experience, I'm guessing.
Last time I was talking to one of my friends about my experience, he was like, wow, man, I want to. I was like, you can.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing. So, my goodness. So, guys, thank you so much for coming in and what you're doing in the community and, getting involved here. And I know you both involved in many different organizations at Carl Sandburg College. We're so happy to have you guys here. I know you're going to be going on to bigger and better things, but we appreciate you and what you're doing here. And keep helping people.
Thank you. Thank you for having us as well.
Representative Dan Swanson, thank you so much. And thank you for getting these guys down there and getting a chance to get a great experience.
Well, thank you. It's always fun to help introduce young people to different challenges and different opportunities out there in our communities and within our state.